The legislature's budget committee voted 11-4 this week to remove several provisions in Governor Evers' proposed budget, including Medicaid expansion and a plan to legalize marijuana. The vote was along party lines, with GOP lawmakers in favor of removing portions of the budget and Democrats opposing the move. All in all, the committee removed more than 130 provisions from the budget and created a significant funding gap. Patrick Marley is a state government and politics reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me here.
First, can you tell us a little more about the Budget Committee's considerations and vote this week?
Sure. The governor introduced his budget in February, and immediately Republicans who control the legislature said that they did not like major portions of it, and they carried through with what they've been saying this week by taking out really the centerpieces of his budget, the things that he had championed the most and campaigned on, the biggest example of that being the Medicaid expansion. They took those out, and now they'll spend the next weeks sort of rebuilding the budget in many ways from ground up to send him their own plan, which he will then have a chance to sign or veto in part.
So as we said, Medicaid expansion was taken out, also the plan to legalize medical marijuana, but with 130 provisions being removed, what are some of the others that were taken out by the committee?
Yeah, there's a lot of things there that Democrats and Governor Evers said that they really saw as very important. So some other examples would be redistricting reform, sort of create a nonpartisan system for establishing where congressional districts and legislative districts are. I have to think here about some of the other provisions we had. I'm blanking, I'm sorry.
That's no problem.
The dark store loophole that is something that critics call it, which is how we assess big box retailers. He wanted to change that so that they would the retailers would not be able to get away with paying lower property taxes. The driver's licenses for people who are in the country illegally is something that was also in his budget that the Republicans took away. So there was a series of things like that that Republicans saw as a liberal wish list and that Democrats said were essential parts of his plan.
Republican State Representative John Nygren of Marinette spoke about the budget vote. Here's what he had to say.
We don't believe that it's a time to change course, to go back to the days of deficit spending, of large tax increases.
Again, that was Republican State Representative John Nygren. He's also the co-chairperson of the Joint Finance Committee, that budget committee we were talking about. So he's talking about it's not time to go back to the days of deficit spending or large tax increases. Patrick, were most of these provisions that were removed, at least in what the GOP was saying, their reasons were because of the fiscal impact? Or, as you said, was it more that these are liberal wish list items and that's why we're going to say no?
So it's a mix of the two. So like the example I gave of the redistricting reform doesn't have any kind of fiscal effect or any meaningful fiscal effect. They say that should be handled as standalone legislation. No Republicans oppose those changes. So that's the reason they took that out. But other things have a major fiscal effect. For instance, $1 billion in tax changes that the governor was recommending. He wanted to increase taxes on manufacturers and on capital gains. Republicans said that they weren't going to do that because they thought that was bad for the economy. They took that out. The Medicaid expansion would have had a positive fiscal effect for the state and allowing the state to free up $320-some million of state taxpayer money that could be used for healthcare or other purposes. So when you sort of look at the whole, you know, there's 130 some items. Many of them do have a fiscal element. Some of them, it's common for governors of both parties to put non-fiscal things in budgets, and it's common for the lawmakers of the other party to call that a bad idea. And so those were included in some of the things that came out.
We're talking with Patrick Marley right now. He's a state government and politics reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And as you said, Patrick, Medicaid expansion was a big part of what was cut. It was also a big part of the platform that Governor Evers ran on last year. There have been polls that show that there is quite a bit of support in Wisconsin for that Medicaid expansion. What did the GOP say about why they were cutting that from the budget?
So their main concern about the Medicaid expansion is they believe that it will drive up the cost of insurance for people who are on the private market. They say that the people who would get onto Badger Care Plus is about 82,000 people already have access, in some cases through the Obamacare exchanges, to get insurance, that they would be better off doing that than having the state expand its Medicaid program.
And what kind of financial impact on the budget does the removal of the Medicaid expansion have?
So it's about $324 million of state money. So the reason this Evers and other Democrats back this idea is because the federal government will pay a much larger share of the Medicaid program when you expand it, because you're bringing it to newly eligible people. And so the state would draw in more than $1 billion in federal money, and then that would free up state money that otherwise is going to have to go toward the Medicaid program. So that creates more of a problem for Republicans as they draft their version of the budget, because they're not going to be able to do all the things that Evers wanted to do, because there's this money they're going to have to funnel into health care to keep us with our current system, and then there's the tax increases that they're not taking. So that's why we have this $1.4 billion difference between what the governor wanted to do and sort of the money available for Republicans to work with.
So what have we heard from Governor Evers about this vote by the Joint Finance Committee?
So he has criticized it greatly and said he doesn't think this is the end of the road, that he believes the public is on his side, and he does have some polling to back that up, that he's urging people to call their lawmakers to get them to change course. Lawmakers say that hasn't really worked, that they haven't heard from a lot of people, and when they do hear from people, they're not necessarily in their districts. So far the Republican lawmakers are saying they're not really swayed by that. But the governor has contended that he has the upper hand rhetorically and believes that he can persuade them to take this deal.
This is a Joint Finance Committee. While the GOP has the majority, there are Democratic members on it. What did we hear from Democratic members of the committee about the vote?
They were very critical of it. I think, very much in line with the governor. I think the one interesting part of this is that, they really put all of their focus on the Medicaid expansion, the use of the Affordable Care Act money to expand Badger Care. There are dozens of other things here that they want, like automatic voter registration, raising the age at which you charge teens as adults for crimes from 17 to 18, the big box store change that I mentioned. Those are all really important to Democrats, but they have kind of talked less about that so they can focus all of their energy on this Medicaid expansion, which, again, Republicans have been very strongly opposed to.
So these are all part of a very large budget bill. Could any of these provisions that have been cut by the Joint Finance Committee maybe become standalone bills to try to get them passed in through a different channel?
They could try that, but it really seems, whether you're passing it as a budget or as a standalone bill, it's got to go through a Republican-controlled legislature. And if they don't like it in the budget, they're not going to be too amenable to it as standalone legislation. So, I think that if Democrats are going to be able to get something, it probably still is through the budget process, because this is the very first vote of the Joint Finance Committee. They're going to spend weeks working on this. Then it's going to go to the floors of the Assembly and the Senate. They could change their mind on this or any other issue. I mean, I'm just saying theoretically. The Republican leaders have been very strongly saying they're not going to reverse course. But, Democrats do have an opportunity to influence the process since they hold the governor's office. Yeah.
We have certainly heard a lot from the GOP about what they wanted to see taken out of Governor Evers' proposed budget. Have we heard much about what they want to see in or changes that they want to make? It sounds like they've been more more vocal about what they want to change from his plan.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't heard really a lot of specifics about what they want to do. You know, for instance, the governor proposed increasing school funding by $1.4 billion. Republicans have said they support adding some amount, giving schools an increase, but they haven't given us any idea of what amount of money they might put into that. They say it's too early. They need to see how, with, you know, as they go through the budget process, how much money they have available. It's clearly going to be a lot less than the governor wanted because they think that the $1.4 billion is too big of an increase for taxpayers. And the other great unknown, I think, is transportation, which has been an issue in recent years that has really split Republicans. The governor here has recommended an 8-cent per gallon gas tax increase, and Assembly Republicans have been pretty supportive of the idea of a gas tax increase or another revenue enhancer, maybe not that big, but some kind of additional money for roads. Republicans in the Senate have been very resistant to that. That issue delayed the last state budget by about 3 months. It remains to be seen whether they can find some kind of an agreement that they can even send to Governor Evers.
And Patrick, as we wrap up, what will you be watching for as this budget process moves forward?
Well, I mean, I think that's the main question, is that we have been hearing from Republicans for weeks about their opposition to Evers' plans and why they thought it was a bad plan. Now they've got to build their own and show us what that is. And with this big difference between what Evers had put forward in terms of spending and what Republicans have said they're going to set it at, which is sort of an inflationary increase rather than maybe an 8% increase that Evers had looked at, what do they do that Evers wasn't going to do? You know, how much do they put into schools? How do they address health care, given that they're not taking this additional federal money? Those are the sort of main things that I and other reporters are going to be looking at for the foreseeable future.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Patrick Marley is a state government and politics reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us today to talk about the state of Governor Evers' proposed budget.